This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Corrections officers across New York State are conducting their own strikes over issues in the prisons and correctional facilities that they feel have been neglected by officials in Albany for quite some time. What do you make of the decision by these corrections officers to take to the picket line and conduct their own strike?
I think it's brave, number one, because it is an illegal strike under New York State Taylor law. They're not allowed to go out on strike, so this is not being sanctioned by the union, so NYSCOBA has not authorized this strike, but the members feel it's so important they have no other choice than to try to get Albany's attention to make some changes.
Since this is technically not allowed to be a strike, what do you call it then? Is this maybe a protest, or what's maybe the right way to describe what these COs are doing?
You can call it a wildcat strike because they don't have the union's authorization. You could call it informational picketing, which is also what they have. Another generic term is a work stoppage. But the biggest thing is it's a protest saying that the working conditions are unsafe and unhealthy for them inside the corrections facilities. And from what I've heard, I don't disagree with them. Some of these things are pretty horrible conditions.
We've talked to a couple of the COs that are taking part in the strikes today, and one of the COs told us that they would see it almost as if resigning from the union in order to be able to do this. Can they actually resign from the union in this case?
Yeah, you can resign from a union. You still have to pay union dues or what they call an agency fee, but if you don't feel like you're want to belong to a union for religious or whatever other reason, you have a right to withdraw from the union, but you will likely still pay what they call an agency fee, which is the equivalent or almost equivalent of union dues. But you do not have to say I'm a union member in good standing. You can withdraw for whatever your political views may be.
Does that benefit them in any way if they do happen to resign from the union?
Not really. There's really no benefit to that. The benefit is being in the union, so you have collective bargaining. But at this point, the conditions are they can be forced to work mandatory 24-hour shifts. And if you're getting forced to work inside a correctional facility for 3 8-hour shifts in a row by force, sometimes the union status is not your biggest priority.
Do you recall this type of tactic being used before in the past with maybe some other unions or workers or whatnot?
I would say yes. And the most prominent one would be teachers, that teachers have gone out on strike, even though in New York State, the public sector teachers are not allowed to go out on strike. But for most of those, it's a union sanctioned strike for the teachers. This one is not authorized by the union, but it's got a similar issue that what helped end some of the teacher strikes was the pressure put on by parents of the kids talking to their legislators or board members saying, hey, this is unfair. We really need to make changes. For the corrections officers, this is getting Albany's attention because at all of these facilities, they have stopped all visitation So it's family and friends that can't go visit their loved ones inside the correctional facilities that could put more pressure on Albany saying, hey, we need to solve this.
So how do you see this playing out? How long do you think that maybe this will last? I mean, is there anything that you have any insight in terms of like how you think this will play out?
I have zero insights in terms of any inside information, but what could happen is it could have to wait until they're back in session in Albany. So it could take something from New York State, who's the employer in this case, to make those changes unless they have an emergency session. But it may take an act of the New York State legislature to try to resolve this issue.
Governor Hochul also announced on Tuesday that the state is preparing to deploy National Guard members to these correctional facilities impacted by the strikes, and they will do so if the strike does not end effective as of Wednesday. How does this perhaps complicate matters with the strikes at these correctional facilities?
It always complicates matters, but for the most part, the big deal is if they can have the National Guard start filling in some of those shifts and reduce the number of extra shifts they have to work, it could actually be beneficial, but they're not really trained for that. So having extra help, they need more people. That's the idea, but I don't know that it's going to help solve the strike anytime faster.
Do you feel that maybe because the National Guard is coming in that some of these corrections officers that are striking will actually go back to work, or do you feel that many of them are probably more so determined to keep striking the way they have been?
I would say more so determined to keep on striking, but it also means that if they get to a crisis situation for the people inside that are working double or triple shifts, it's possible they could have some of the National Guard fill in on some of those shifts in the meantime. But there's no way Governor Hochul's going to say, yeah, National Guard's going to be a long-term solution for trying to keep up with the workplace. So they're not going to be able to have National Guard deployed inside corrections facilities for the long term. But it does mean that it could reduce emergencies or a major crisis or a uprising in the prison itself or the corrections facility itself with more of a military or National Guard presence there.
Art, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
The biggest thing is I don't know anyone who's willingly staying out in the cold outside, as cold as it's been here in Western New York, unless it was a pretty important reason. So I think they're not doing this lighthearted thing. Oh, yeah. That should be fun. Let's go stand outside by the burn barrels. This is something that they feel is critically important at the risk of significant fines and penalties for doing it. So I think they're doing what they think is critically important. We should support their efforts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.